prepared for an emergency in the dental practice? Are you prepared for a medical emergency in your dental practice? Whilst we saw in the previous lesson that medical emergencies are uncommon in dental settings, they do happen, and the risk is higher than in most other settings because of the stress felt by many patients when attending the dentist and the nature of the treatment. In the event of a medical emergency, dental team members need to be prepared and ready to perform life-saving treatment. The GDC standards state that registrants must follow the Guidance on Medical Emergencies and Training Updates issued by the Resuscitation Council UK. This includes ensuring specific resuscitation equipment is available, including access to an automated external defibrillator, or AED. Checklist of medical emergency and resuscitation equipment for primary dental care. This is the minimum equipment recommended by the Resuscitation Council UK. Airway and breathing equipment, which should be immediately available. PPE, including gloves, aprons and eye protection. Pocket mask with oxygen port. Portable suction, such as Yanker airway suction equipment. Airway sizes 0, 1, 2, 3 and 4. A self-inflating bag with reservoir for an adult. A self-inflating bag with reservoir for a child. Clear face masks for self-inflating bag, sizes 0, 1, 2, 3 and 4. An oxygen cylinder, such as a BOC CD cylinder 460 litre. Oxygen masks with reservoir and oxygen tubing. Circulation equipment, which should be immediately available, an automated external defibrillator, or AED. Consider facilities for paediatric use, especially for practices that treat children. Adhesive defibrillator pads and a spare set of pads. A razor and scissors. Points to consider. Have you got enough oxygen? Oxygen cylinders should be easily portable, but also allow adequate flow rates, for example 15 litres per minute, until an ambulance arrives or the patient fully recovers. Consider what size of cylinder to use and whether you need a second one in case the first is at risk of running out. This is particularly important if the practice is located in a remote area or where traffic can be especially busy. Check at least weekly that oxygen and all other equipment is in date, available and functioning correctly. Is your AED suitable for children? If you treat children in the practice, check that the AED has a switch facility enabling use on children or separate paediatric pads which can be used.